T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, now we're talking seltzer.
I see a theme here. It is a great song.
It is.
It is a great song.
It really is. It's super catchy.
Every metalhead in high school had a dance routine of this once you got to the school dances.
This is one of those songs people didn't like to admit that they liked, but everyone.
This is a fantastic song.
It is a great song. Bars go wild when this song is played.
Oh, yeah. Especially the ones Joe goes to, right?
Yeah, sure.
The VFW, it's crazy in there.
Joe just walks into the VFW and goes...
Come on, man.
Give me the moose head!
Yeah. Smarty Jones and I walk in a bar seeing who's got a better shot with the females. Oh, you know what I'm saying? All right, 888-729-9494. Coming up at 11, your chance to win $1,000. Also, up ahead in short order here, we'll get to what John Runyon had to say about the Wentz hit. Of course, Runyon, the NFL's disciplinarian and the key central figure in deciding that no fine on for Jadeveon Clowney. We'll get to him and his words in a moment. Let's go to Ron in Pottstown. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good, Ron. How are you?
Hey, good. Joe, you need to enlighten John about the Doors and Jim Morrison. When I was a teenager, he was the greatest.
Phenomenal. It's amazing. It's amazing to me that there's anyone out there that A, could root against Andy Reid, and B, that could say the Doors aren't a great band.
Oh, exactly.
I didn't say they weren't a great band. I just said they're the most overrated one.
Oh, jeez. I just admired him so much. And anyone who could get in leather pants like he could and have as many women as he could, you got to admire.
Very true, Ron.
It's like Joe.
Yeah.
and Smarty like Jones.
Yeah, like Joe, yeah. It's a shame. The only one that's chasing Joe right now is that guy Eli who wants to go to the down south with him.
Eli really wants to hang out at fantasy camp. Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
I had a laugh. Drew Pearson's crying for himself about not making the Hall of Fame. I feel more bad for Al Wiseard's family. That guy was an 8-time Pro Bowl player with the Eagles and 4 times All-Pro. And he didn't make the Hall of Fame. So,
there's a lot of deserving people that didn't get in, including Vermeil and others. So, you know, I hope that they will sort of clean up what is now more backlog. It's less backlog than it used to be, but additional backlog because they're not. There's just more guys that got to get in. Let's put it that way.
He's one of the greatest players of the 1940s.
Yeah, I mean, hard for me to comment. I was negative 30 years old, but I take it your word, Ron.
Yeah. So, you know what's strange, though, and John, is the fact that we're like 3 weeks away from pitchers and catchers is no one has talked about the Phillies.
Well, that's why I brought it up yesterday and said, what's up with this all season? I mean, they get a starting pitcher and they get a shortstop and then they just say that's it? Like, that's the end?
When you look at it, though, rationally, they're like the third best team in the division, maybe even the fourth best
team.
So
yep.
We haven't gone anywhere, really.
Disappointing all season to date. Ron, give me the best ending you can think of.
The punt return of Deshaun in the Giants game.
It's a great answer right there.
Fantastic one.
Yes, it is. Deshaun punt return. Do you guys remember where you were?
Vividly.
Yeah,
of course.
I was delivering pizzas during the game. So I'm working during the game, and I'm out delivering pizzas, listening to the comeback, running up and like handing the pizza over, and people were watching and going nuts. And the whole time coming back, and I got back to the store like – a minute before the punt return, nice. I'm sitting there watching the punt going nuts. I remember it so vividly.
Now, did you ever sneak a piece of pizza? You're like, you get 7
when
eights.
I was delivering.
Yeah, you deliver.
How do you get away with that?
How do you get away with it? It's very easy how you get away with it. You open the box, you take a piece of pizza, you close the box.
you generally get as much free pizza as you want. I don't think you need to steal the pizzas you're taking.
All right, fair enough. Let's hear from John Runyon. Runyon on this morning with Angelo. And, you know, we've all, of course, known the news that there's no fine for Jadeveon Clowney. He wasn't disciplined in the game. There was no penalty, blah, blah, blah. Whole thing's incredibly aggravating. Runyon, the chief disciplinarian for the NFL in their office, called in this morning to Angela with an explanation. Make of it what you will. Listen, and listen carefully. There's a lot of points in here. We'll react to it all. Here's John Runyon this morning with Angela on why no fine for Jadeveon Clowney.
Here's the thing about it, Angelo, and yep. When you go through the whole process, so we look at it, so he's not a defensive player because he's not catching a pass, and he's a runner, so he doesn't have the roughing the passer protection. So you go down the list of stuff in unnecessary roughness. It wasn't a leg whip. It's not out of bounds. He's not blocking someone out of bounds. His forward progress had not been stopped, and he had not slid feet first. He was not on the ground. He was, the next one is unnecessary running, diving, throwing body against a player who is out of the player, should not have reasonably anticipated contact. That's the kind of stuff I used to do when I was on the other side of the field.
Right.
You know, a kicker or punter standing still or fading backwards after the ball is kicked. The only one that you can get in there is using any part of the player's helmet or face mask to ram, butt, or spear an opponent. Note, this provision does not prohibit incidental contact by the mask or the helmet in the course of a conventional tackle. So when you go back and look at this play, it is really, really close. Carson's elbow is still off the ground as Clowney's arm, and the first thing that contacts Wentz is Clowney's arm to his hip and lower back area, and then his shoulder rolls in, and then the helmet goes in. Simon, in all of that happening, so I'm ruling there's contact to the hip before the elbow's down, so he's not down by contact, and the continuation of the play is deemed incidental at that point. So that is the whole thing. I know you're sitting here arguing that.
No, I want to argue it because a lot of it is bump.
This was helmet-to-helmet right. contact. There was incidental helmet contact yeah. after there was already a tackle being initiated to another part of his body.
Right. He was giving himself up, number one, as a quarterback, and he was on the ground. I don't know what tape you're looking at.
You have to slide feet first to give yourself up or go down without someone actually touching you.
All right, that is not at all what they ruled in the Atlanta game. So apparently there's a double standard here, John. Secondly, I don't know what you're looking at. It was straight helmet to helmet. And we were told that there was an absolute crackdown on helmet to helmet for the very reason that evolved out of that hit, a concussion to that player that knocked him out of the game. Do you take into account at all what happened, the after effect of that hit on the player that was victimized?
No, we take no injuries into account. We take the action and the play that happened, which is why I just walked you through that contact actually started to his hip and lower back area and went right. through his back to the head, which right. in that action, per that rule, gets deemed incidental contact.
All right, there he is. That's Runyon this morning with Angela. Look, we love Runyon. He's a great Eagle. He's a great guy. He's worked here. We love him. I mean, I'm disappointed. John, your reaction when you hear what you heard there?
One, Angela's right. This is also why we like sports. We get to debate things that weren't called. He acknowledged that there wasn't a flag thrown, which there clearly shouldn't be. But I thought his explanation was at least like, okay, I can understand why it wouldn't go that way. Even though I thought the entire crew did a great job of going back and forth and playing, rule callings from, the Mike Pereiras of the world and yep. so forth to say it. It's a flag. But after hearing it, I actually didn't think it was finable.
Didn't think it was finable after hearing Runyon's explanation?
No, I think they missed the flag, but I don't think it's finable.
Wow. James, your reaction from what you heard?
I strongly disagree with that. I thought Runyon's comments were, I understand what he's trying to say. I just don't agree with him. If we're not going to find a hit like that, what are we finding?
Yeah, all right, so here's the way I see it.
And that's fair, by the way.
And there's some parts that Runyon said that's accurate. I mean, obviously not a defenseless player. You go by the rule. He is clearly a runner out of the pocket, we all know. Forward progress had not been stopped. Carson wasn't giving himself up. I mean, Carson right. was trying to gain yards, right?
Yes.
So all that stuff is true. The three spots where I think the league missed it. Runyon says that Wentz was, quote, not on the ground. I don't believe that to be accurate. Carson Wentz had been tripped up, tackled, however you want to phrase it, from the other defender. He was not on the ground when Clowney started to launch toward a tackle. Wentz was on the ground when Clowney struck Wentz. He was on the ground. He had only just gotten to the ground, but he was on the ground. Second point. The part about how, you know, and this is the part he said is the borderline thing that they really had to strongly consider whether it should be a fine. That the helmet-to-helmet thing, that he's saying it is helmet-to-helmet, but saying they have that, and he said no, and then they got that provision, incidental contact provision, which then can say because the other part of the body, the other part of Clowney, it was a part of Clowney hit Wentz first, and then essentially the helmet rolls toward the helmet and strikes the other helmet. Like, that to me is nonsense. Because, like, put it this way. If I hit you, John, in the arm, and then I ram my head into your head, mm-hmm. that should be a penalty.
Absolutely.
Like, that makes no sense to me. Yeah. Like, okay, I'm glad I gave you a little wedgie. I'm glad I gave you a little, you know, like, whatever I gave you. But then I also took my head and bang, my head to your head. What is that?
Which he calls incidental, by the way. Yeah, that was not incidental.
So, and there's also that, you know, methodology of hell. If you go back and look at it, how Clowney was sort of contorting his head to then project onto Wentz, his head toward Wentz's body, maybe knowing he was going to hit Wentz's head, maybe not knowing he was going to hit Wentz's head, but the reality is he did, in fact, hit Wentz's head, and I don't think that was, quote, incidental.
If he hits his ribs and not his head, do you feel as bad? Or do you feel as mad, is what I should say?
If he hits his head with his
helmet? No, I'm saying if he goes down and he misses his head, hits his ribs, hits his shoulder,
it's not as big a deal.
Right.
The NFL, NFL's been telling us we're protecting the head. This is a clear head-on-head shot, which, okay, some other body part was touched first, but the one head rams the other head.
I'm just saying, John's saying this is, that's incidental.
Yeah, I disagree with that. What I'm telling you is I disagree with that.
I don't think I completely disagree with it. If you're launching yourself, how are you going to, like... You know, yeah, you're not aiming for the head, probably, but you're aiming for punishment.
But go back to what Pereira said when he was on with us last week, when he said, you know, the NFL made the determination a few years back that whether you intended to or not, if you do in fact strike the head, you know, it can be a penalty. Like, James, how exactly did Pereira phrase that? That essentially they weren't, the intent was not part of the...
He essentially said the intent doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's what he said, the intent doesn't matter. So this incidental thing... To me, this week. Look, I was disappointed. Very disappointed. Coming up, your chance to win $1,000. We'll rock all the calls as well. And Andy Reid. How can anybody possibly not be rooting for Andy Reid? Makes no sense to me. We should all be rooting and rooting hard. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. He's out today. Bartschert in for him on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.